The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back to The Grillin' Guys. I'm Barbecue Bob.
And I'm Hopman Joppy. Good morning, everybody.
That's right. We got Randy Joppy in here on the other mic. And he's doing a fine job this morning for a man that's been gone all week and out rescuing people's healthcare needs.
Yeah, we got her done, and glad to be back. It's Saturday morning, and we're on the radio, man.
How about that? I'm still surprised. So is the public. Listen, we're going to talk to Chris Marks. We're going to shoot out to Kansas City, and Chris is the general manager at The Good One. And we talk about The Good One a lot because they're a sponsor, and we kind of have to, but we also talk about The Good One a lot because we own their products, we love using them, and it makes us look like better barbecuers than we really are. Truth of it is.
Yeah, it does. I mean, it elevates your game. Yeah. It creates that grill envy for the guy next door. It's just fun to get the smoke going, and people come over, and it's a uniquely built unit, so it looks different than anything anybody else has, and the reason that it works so well is because it is unique.
Yeah, so if you want to smoke somebody in the next competition, get a good one. We're going to talk to Chris Marks. He's out at the KCBS annual convention, but it's also their 25th anniversary, and we are now live with Chris. Good morning, Chris.
How you doing, Bob?
Hey, we're excellent this morning. We've got snow coming down. The roads are slick, and everything's white here, and your keister's freezing. What's it like in Kansas City this morning?
Oh, you're pretty much calling it down here, too. We're about the same thing. We're running about 12 degrees, sort of cloudy, sort of dank, getting ready for more snow. We actually had freezing fog this morning, which was a wonderful way to get the drive in.
Nice.
So
you're at the 25th anniversary of the KCBS. That's got to be a big party.
Yeah, it is. It's a big party. We had a great show last night, and I'm back down there at 10 o'clock, and a lot of guys from the upper Midwest. Ran into a couple guys from Michigan, a couple guys from Wisconsin are down here. Now, the big show is going to be today, and then the banquet's tonight. So we're already seeing quite a few people coming up from the upper Midwest coming down here for this banquet.
So if you were a clothing vendor working that show, you might want to send in the big and tall men's shops to sell all the clothing out there. I don't imagine the barbecue crowd's a skinny bunch, is it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's the double wide crowd. So. Yeah, you could pretty much call that one right on.
Well, that's what made me a barbecue guy, because it's full-figured friendly.
Oh, yes, it is definitely full-figured friendly. I think they start at extra large. You know, they don't even worry about small and medium and large.
Right. Awesome.
So what would be going on at this big convention? What can you tell the folks out in Michigan and the Midwest here that are listening? What can you tell them about what the KCBS is up to and why we would, you know, really be interested in that?
Well, the KCBS is all about the advancement of the barbecue hobby. And what it does is it promotes us as a hobby throughout the United States. It's just really not centric in Kansas City. It is a nationwide society, and it is all over. The first guy I talked to was from Maine. Came all the way down to Kansas City from Maine because he's a barbecue addict.
Man, that's some stimulus right there.
But what it does is Kansas City Barbecue Society, again, it's about building the hobby, showing what a great hobby it is. And you know what? What it really comes down to is this whole barbecue hobby thing comes down to having fun and tying your family back to it, because it's a very family-centric organization. Granted, you know, my dad always would say, he goes, where else can you go, sit around, drink, talk to people, and not get in trouble? And then best of all, get to eat.
Yeah, when it's all done, that's what it's all about. Now, whenever two guys get together and they're doing something, it gets competitive. This KCBS also has a competitive side, doesn't it?
Oh, boy, I hope to tell you it's a competitive side. And again, you know, I call it, a lot of them are the frustrated athletes. And of course, you know, when you get into the double wides and triple wides, a lot of them couldn't be athletes. So they have to, they're aggression somehow and they're competitive somehow. And I tell you what, it gets so competitive, it's almost funny. It's just unbelievable to watch competitiveness of it.
Yeah, they go hog wild.
Now you've competed in that before, haven't you, Chris?
Oh, I've competed for about 20 years.
And as I understand it, you're pretty good at it.
Yeah, we did very, very well. We won about a total of 45 national grand championships, and I think 600 individual awards throughout the last 15 to 20 years in competition barbecuing. We were one of the dominant teams for quite a while.
Now, a lot of people listening in Michigan, we always talk about you as being the general manager at the Good One. They don't. A lot of these folks really haven't seen a Good One unless they've been to our website or your website or one of our local dealers around here. But what would you tell them if somebody's going to go out and invest in a smoker? Why would they want to spend the extra money for a Good One and not just get, you know, one of these knockoffs?
Well, the first thing, you know, you bring up a really good point. It's because the Good One, what it is we've designed it to be simple. I mean, you start your fire, you let it go, you get a long sustained burn, you get a nice lateral burn. You're not having to load it up with charcoal every 45 minutes. You're not having to move meat around. When you're talking about barbecue, you've got to make it easy, because the harder you make it for the customer to use, the product's not going to come out right. It's all about what comes off at the very, very end. And so that's why you use the good charcoals, the good smokers, the good rubs, because you can get that advancement really quick if you use the right products.
Awesome. Awesome. That's a the key thing that I heard you say there is you don't have to load it up. You start it and it just burns. This, you use a special kind of charcoal, don't you?
Yeah, we always use lump charcoal, because lump charcoal, again, when you're looking at taking that quality product, you've got to use quality back in that firebox.
I was using your
Good smokers, we give you the ability to put that hot charcoal in there, that great lump charcoal. And so what it does is it burns hot and it burns pure. There's no it's all natural. There's no additives in that charcoal.
You know, I have one of your big chuck wagon towable units, and I had to cook for a bunch of guys, 200 guys Monday night. And I'm about out of the Good One charcoal. So I sent the guys down to a local restaurant supply place, which is a big chain, and I had them get their brand of lump charcoal. I had all that white stuff all over everything. And
what that is most of the time that lump charcoal that you're picking up that has the white, little like white ashes that come off of it, a lot of that is what we call the rainforest burns.
I was thinking that was maybe Brazilian or some kind of South American wood, because I've heard about that effect. And I had it happen to me Monday night, and I'm looking at it. It's like, oh, man, I can't open that hopper back up, because I don't want to see that nasty white stuff that's getting all over my food.
We see that. We see that around with the Brazilian. We call it the rainforest burn.
Yeah.
Lump charcoals, and what it does is has an ash. But what they can't guarantee you is what kind of woods go into those lump charcoals. We can guarantee, you know, we know it's coming out of the Missouri forest. We know it's going to be oak, hickory, or pecan.
Man, what a difference.
It's not going to be some strange wood. And what a lot of people don't understand is those woods down in Brazil, the harder woods, have a lot of oil in them. So that's what you're seeing with those ashes. And then that oil also builds up into your smokers and imparts the flavor into the smoker every time you use it in the tone of creosote.
And I tend to probably harp on this a little bit too much, but I used to be one of this people that didn't believe there was that much difference in charcoal. You know, I'd think it was just, oh, you guys are trying to be fanatics and sound like pros, and, you know, you're putting your spin on things just to sound like a snob. It's true. It you're not being a snob. You're being diligent. You're paying attention to the preparation of your food. If you're going to do all this work, if you're going to get a good smoker and a good grill, if you're going to buy select cuts of meat and spend all this time, you have to have a good charcoal, or you're missing out. You're going to get a bad flavor off of it.
That is one of the most important pieces I make in my classes that I teach, is just what you said there. Good charcoals. How we start that charcoal, we're not using lighter fluids. You know, we're not using kerosene. We're using paraffin. We're starting it natural. Again, it's what you put back that firebox is going to be one of the main flavors that's going to end up on that product.
Yeah, we've got a lot of people that have the old Weber kettles and stuff, and they're not in a position to upgrade, but what we do is we get them into a good charcoal, so that basic unit that they've got all of a sudden is producing better flavor. And it's not really costing them more than $2 a bag. In this case, the stuff I bought was the same price that Zager sells the Good One charcoal for, like $19.99 a bag. And it was scary. I opened up the hopper to see my coals. Number one, it burned up in a flash.
Yeah, it did.
So I had to reload it. I was really dismayed because I wasn't paying attention to it. I'm so spoiled using your charcoal. And then number two, I look at it and I'm like, oh my gosh, what if somebody sees my coals? It's like, I don't know, landfill or something.
Yeah, and then the white ash all over everything is unappealing when you go to serve it. So, yeah, it's just, you know, I will tell you, Chris, Bob's being a little humble here. He put 200 steaks out in front of a hungry group of guys at the same time, and they were all done medium rare. He flash fried them on the grill and then put them over in the smoker and let them finish for about an hour.
About
an hour. Right, and it turned out good. I mean, it was really good. He did a great job on that, and it was a real testament to his ability.
Yeah, well, Chris has fed a lot of folks.
Become one of the best barbecue cooks around the area up there. He's really, really embraced the hobby, and he's really learned it. And the great thing is, he's really listened. And that's what it takes.
Well, when I get good, I'm going to get a radio show and tell everybody about it. So stick around.
That's what I do too, Bob. One thing I would have your customers take a look at is there's a charcoal rating site out there. Have you mentioned that before?
The Naked Wiz? Yeah, we probably have mentioned it a few times, but that's good to reiterate.
Because it talks, there's some great articles on there that talk about lump charcoal and why it is. It also independently rates charcoal. So, you know, you don't have any big influence in there, and pretty much the customers are going to tell you how it is. And so, you know, sometimes if you really doubt what we're saying here, go to that site and read what it's all about and see how the charcoals are rated.
Yeah, you might have to take your spam filter off to get Naked Wiz to pop up on your screen.
Well, you might. But
you're an IT guy by trade, so that's probably slightly funny in your book.
Just Google lump charcoal ratings, and you'll be able to see it. The other thing they talk about are woods, and this one sort of caught me by surprise. They actually went to some big box stores, and they pulled some of the woods, and they tested the woods, the ones that say hickory, the ones that say mesquite, and they basically rated them out. And that's something that if you go buy woods from big box stores, you really might want to read.
Hey, we're talking to Chris Marks. We got to say adios, amigo. Thanks so much for calling in. Get back to that KCBS crowd and tell them the Grilling Guys love them. Thanks, Chris Marks. We're going to take a break. This is the Grilling Guys on 107.3.
The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.